Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. It is Tuesday, my daily proof of life, and it's me live, not Memorex. I said Tuesday. Well, there you go. If it was Tuesday, this would not be live. It would be taped. It's Thursday, December 2nd. Thursday, December 2nd. Man, this week is moving fast. I actually, in my mind, thought it was Tuesday, and it's Thursday. Tomorrow's, thank God, it's Friday, and the weekend's already upon us. Amazing. Amazing. Tonight it's time for my Dallas Cowboys to play against the New Orleans Saints on Thursday Night Football. So it is, in fact, Thursday. That's why I tell time now. It's Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys, so it must be Thursday. My man Rand Paul says Fauci should go to prison for 5 years for lying to Congress. Let's run through some of the big headlines. I think Fauci should be sent to Guantanamo and spend life in prison or be executed if convicted of mass murder. Did his lies lead to mass murder? Are people dying all across America? Forget about the world. I can't do anything about the world, but I can do something about America. Are people dying across this great country, the United States of America, because of the massive lies told by Fauci? Are they dying directly from Fauci's vaccine? And he's covering it up. Are they dying from COVID because the vaccine doesn't work and it hurts your immune system, damages your immune system? How many times has Fauci moved the goalposts? How many times has he lied? How many times has he tried to convince you to take the vaccine, to trick you to taking the vaccine? That's fraud. Hey, if you take the vaccine, you'll never get COVID. Well, that's a lie. If you take the vaccine, you could stop wearing masks. Well, that's a lie. If you take the vaccine, you won't die. Well, that's a lie. And the vaccine itself will kill you, let alone COVID will kill you. It's truly amazing. And Joe Biden today said, who's the president? Fauci. In every joke, there's a hint of truth, right? Joe Biden said today, who's the president? Fauci, but all kidding aside. Well, he's not kidding. Joe Biden's the same guy who at one point said we have the best voter, the Democrats have the best voter fraud system in the history of the United States. Not get out the vote, not voter, voter fraud. In other words, they commit voter fraud. See, he's got dementia. He's mentally ill. His mind doesn't work anymore. And so the truth pops out now and then. And when he says, who's the president? Fauci. That's more of the sad truth in the United States of America. What he really should have said is, who's the president? The leader of China. The Chinese Communist Party. President Xi of China. That's what he should have said. They give the orders to Fauci. But Rand Paul demands Fauci be held accountable for his COVID lies that have cost people's lives and says Fauci should go to prison for 5 years. A developing news story. There will not be a government stoppage, I'm sad to say. House passes a stopgap bill, 221-12, to avert the government shutdown, and now the bill heads to the Senate. And I could have told you, you notice I haven't covered that on the show. Do you notice it's such an important issue? We were headed for a government shutdown. Everyone else, every other news station, every other talk show host was probably covering it day and night ad nauseum. And I never mentioned it till today because I always knew it would never happen. There was never going to be a government shutdown. Republicans are cowards and wimps and traitors. And they're never going to allow a government shutdown. And so, all right, Congress, which is controlled at the moment by Democrats, just passed the stopgap bill. But I guarantee you Republicans are going to do the exact same thing in the Senate. They do not have the balls, the cojones, to shut down the government. Even to stop the horrible programs of this crazy man, Joe Biden, who, as I've said for months and months and months, is purposely suicide bombing the United States of America, purposely taking down the American economy, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and the great American middle class. He's destroying it all purposely, but it's not him. It's the people behind him. I believe it's Obama and Obama's communist crew, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and George Soros giving the real orders, and the Chinese Communist Party giving the real orders. But there's never going to be a government shutdown. They're crazy suicide bombers, and our people that represent us are cowards. And they should have shut the damn government down in order to get rid of all funding for vaccine mandates and vaccine passports. That should have been the number one goal of the Republican Party. But I never even brought it up because they're never going to do it. It's in the news that they're trying. It's in the news that they're saying. It's in the news that it's going to happen. It's never going to happen. They're cowards. There will not be a government shutdown. And I seriously doubt they're going to find a way to defund the government vaccine, COVID vaccine mandates. They're just a bunch of pussycats, and they just don't know how to fight. A court orders the FDA to comply with FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request, and release information on the Pfizer vaccine. Now, keep in mind, Pfizer asked that no information be allowed out for like 55 years, till I'm dead, till the Wayne Roots of the world are all dead. Every talk show she listens to now will be dead in 55 years. There'll be nobody left. That I can guarantee you. Who's going to be alive in 55 years? Who's going to be on the air still in 55 years? Nobody. And so they wanted this released 55 years from now. And the court ordered them to release it now. And guess what? The first batch of documents shows. The first batch shows that from the very beginning, there were over 1,200 vaccine deaths in the first 90 days. And I don't know if it's in front of me. I have another article that talks about 45,000 injured. So I don't know if this one covers that. This one's just talking about deaths. But 1,200 dead from the vaccine, 45,000 with serious adverse reactions from the vaccine in the first 90 days. And they knew this, and yet they claimed the vaccine was safe, and then said, we don't want to release this for 55 years. They also knew that the jab was killing people in early 2021. That's when this went down. And it was killing three times more women than men, and was killing babies in the stomachs of pregnant women, causing miscarriages. And they lied and made believe there was no such data, and it wasn't happening. This is what's going on in the United States of America, folks. At least 69 athletes have collapsed in 1 month from sudden heart problems, and many of them have passed away. 75 fully vaccinated athletes have suffered heart attacks since June of 2021, and 69 athletes have collapsed in just the past month from sudden heart problems, many of them dying. Another news story, the vaccinated are clearly dying off faster than the unvaccinated, according to UK data. All the good reports that I get, that I tell you on this show, proving the vaccine doesn't work, all seem to come out of the United Kingdom. I don't know why the United Kingdom is so much more honest about the failure of the COVID vaccine than the United States is, or the CDC is, or Joe Biden is, or Fauci is. But there's no question that people are dying who are vaccinated in large numbers. You're going to see, this is the irony. In 2020, they claimed the world was ending and millions would die. And I always said, and you know, it's in writing, I said many times there would not be millions dead and the world isn't ending. This is the most exaggerated thing in history. And by the end of 2020, guess what became obvious? There were not more deaths than any other year in the last 10 years. The deaths were about average, sometimes less than some of the worst years in the last 10 years. So there was no big die-off from COVID. a lot of those COVID deaths were actually cancer deaths and car accidents and suicides and murders. And if they detected one COVID cell in you at the time you died of a car accident, they called it COVID. If they detected one COVID cell at the time you died of cancer, they called it COVID. So we had a lot less cancer deaths than usual and other forms of health illness. And so even though there were a lot of COVID deaths in 2020, it was about 500,000 or so, something like that, even though that happened, the numbers at the end of the year of deaths in general were the same as every other year because they just took them out of one category and put them all in COVID. Heart attacks supposedly went away, and murders went away, and car accidents went away, and suicides went away, and the regular old-fashioned death from flu went away, and everybody died of COVID. So that's the irony. When they were claiming the world was ending and everyone was going to die, there wasn't even any more death than in a usual year. But now this year and next year, especially next year, 2022, I am guaranteeing you, Wayne Root is guaranteeing you, you will see a die-off like you've never seen in the history of the world. These are all people that have been vaccinated, and they're going to be dying and dying and dying because the vaccine kills your immune system 5%. It goes down 5% every week that it's in your body. Every week. So you do the math. After 20 weeks or so, you have no immune system anymore. You have the immune system of an AIDS patient. That is a fact. Those are the studies that are coming out of England that show that your immune system is decimated by the COVID vaccine. Not by the COVID bug, not by the COVID pandemic, by the COVID vaccine. Your immune system is destroyed, and the first time a flu comes around, you will die from a common cold or a mild flu because your immune system is so weak.
Hey there, friends. It's
low as 1998, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press-and-pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press-and-pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support,
support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Can't fight a war anywhere else in the world except a country like this, a great country like the good old U.S. of A. Why would anyone want to change this great country? My God. Greatest country in world history ever blessed by God. What kind of an idiot, what kind of a fool, what kind of a communist scumbag would want to ruin America and change the great system that we've got that's empowered so many people, that's given mobility to so many people, that's taken so many black people out of poverty, so many black people and made them rich, made them billionaires and millionaires. Crazy. Doesn't make sense. But I saw it all coming because when I went to Columbia University, that's what they were trying to do. They were all little rich spoiled brats and they hated their parents for being rich and they hated themselves for their white privilege and having everything handed to them their whole lives. And they felt such guilt and they wanted to destroy the system. And this is what's happening today as a result. They're doing it. Before I get to all that, because Trump is finally seeing things exactly my way, I assume he's either listened to my show or read my columns. He came out with something today. It sounded like I wrote it. We'll get to that in a second. I want to mention the sponsor of the show, Sons of Liberty, is the sponsor. And you're used to them because they're regular sponsors of this show for almost a year now with their high-quality CBD product. But they've been working with a group of scientists to create a new patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3.
And because you're not swallowing it, it doesn't even go through your stomach, or the stomach acid doesn't break it down. It goes right into your bloodstream. You spray it in your mouth, under your tongue, and it goes right into your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty, and get a great deal, too, because for my listeners and my listeners only, go to their website, gosonsofliberty.com, gosonsofliberty.com, and you get a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. For Wayne Allyn Root, WAR15, if you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, you get 15% off everything you buy forever at gosonsofliberty.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. gosonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose gosonsofliberty.com. Just always say WAR15 to get your 15% off. So Trump is finally thinking my way. Sounds like I wrote it. He should have hired me to be the speechwriter, because what he's saying sounds so much like what I've said on a daily basis for months now. Trump said today, Biden-Harris regime is knowingly destroying our country. President Donald Trump joined Fox and Friends on Thursday to thrash the Biden administration on everything from bungled vaccine rollout to the supply chain to the immigration crisis. Speaking to the issue of vaccines, he said some people don't want to take them, and that's their freedom, and that's what we have to do. But people don't want to take them because they don't trust Biden. They don't trust the administration. Trump added, a group of people, possibly including Biden, are destroying our country and perhaps knowingly destroying our country. We have a group of people. I don't know if it's Biden. It might not be. But we have a group of people that are destroying our country and knowingly destroying our country. Well, President Trump, I got to tell you, it may not be Biden. You're right. I kind of agree with you on that. He's a brain-dead zombie puppet. He has no idea what's going on around him. But he's got a group of people behind him, and I'm telling you, it's led by Obama. This is Obama's third term. Biden's the puppet, and Obama's running the country. And the orders are being given to Obama, I believe, by George Soros and the Chinese Communist government. These are the people that are really the power behind the throne. They're really the ones running the United States of America at this point. Our mortal enemy, China, and the Chinese Communist Party, who want to destroy us, and Joe Biden's taking all the orders from them because the Biden family is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China because of the deals they cut with Hunter and the cut of the bribe that they gave to Biden, and because of the, I assume, this is an opinion show, my opinion, the underage perverted sex by Hunter Biden, Joe's son, in China, and the videotapes they've got of it that run Hunter's laptop. Because of all of that, they own Joe, whether they're bribing him or blackmailing him or a combination of both. They own Joe. And by the way, I don't mean to tell you so, but I told you so. Biden's popularity down to 36% in a new poll, and it's not even a Rasmussen poll. It's the Trafalgar Group. When you're down to that level, there's nobody with you anymore. Nobody. Democrats have 45% support when they get up in the morning, just from people on welfare, from all the people on government welfare. So if you're at 36, you got nobody left. I also don't mean to say I told you so, but New York City prisons face crippling staff shortages as thousands defy the mayor's vaccine mandate. Nobody wants the damn vaccine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a continuing resolution that would fund the government through February 18th, sending the measure on to the Senate where a shutdown scare awaits. A group of conservative senators continues to threaten objections unless the Senate takes a simple majority vote on defunding President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate on U.S. businesses. If a single senator insists on maximum debate time, the federal government would shut down at least over the weekend. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States has greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
The president laying out his COVID plans for the winter. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a...
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I think all of you know by now that Wayne Root is a lot like Donald Trump. Trump's a great guy. I'm a great guy. We're both great family men. We both love our kids. We both raised great kids. But we're not afraid to toot our own horn, right? Trump and I have that in common. I tell you, I have no problem bragging. I tell you when I'm right. I tell you when I got it exactly right. And it was only 2 or 3 days ago, probably on Monday of this week, that I said all these players in Europe who took the vaccine are dropping like flies. In the middle of soccer games, they're collapsing of heart attacks. 25 years old. Why has that not happened to one player in the NFL? And my answer was that in America, all the players, in Europe, the players are all brainwashed, right? In Europe, it's so different than America. All brainwashed. They believe in the vaccine. In America, there's a lot of American black players. The NFL's mostly black. And black players know the Tuskegee experiment. They know that government's not their best interest. They know that government has tried to kill them before. They know that government was enslaving them in the 16, 17, and 1800s. They don't trust government. And these are athletes with $20 million. I said it on the show. They are buying fake proof of vaccine. They're not getting the vaccine. They're going to a doctor and they're paying them $50,000, and the doctor says they got the vaccine, but they didn't get the vaccine. I said the players, probably all of them, all know how to do it, and there's no real players getting vaccines. They're all faking it. Sure enough, today the NFL has suspended Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown, safety Mike Edwards, along with free agent John Franklin, suspended for COVID-19 violations. Because they misrepresented their vaccination status, and all three violated NFL COVID-19 protocols. The suspensions are effective immediately, as all three players have accepted the discipline and have forgone their right to appeal. So they're all being suspended because they did not get their vaccine. And I'm guessing that almost every player in the NFL has done this, but some did it right, some are cheap. You know, there's nothing cheaper than a guy who makes $10 million a year and he doesn't want to pay $50,000 to a doctor to do it right. All a doctor has to do is go in the room, take out the needle, and miss your arm. And the water goes on the floor. The vaccine, you know, liquid goes on the floor. And he mops it up and he says, I just gave you your vaccine. And give me the $50,000 cash and I'll write it up as you got a vaccine. There's no way government can ever prove that. Government has no way of knowing if you have the vaccine in your body. They just know a doctor says you got it. These guys probably bought the fake vaccine cards thinking that that would protect them. I was smart enough to know never to do that. I've been very open and told everyone I'm never getting the vaccine, and I have no fake vaccine cards on me because I know that government would arrest you for fraud if you're a high-profile guy like me. These dummies went out and got fake vaccine cards. That's fraud. You go to jail for that if the government wants to prosecute you, if the DOJ chose to. What was that, Chris? Well, I mean, time is... Oh, okay, we've got about 10 minutes or so. All right, well, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm just going to get to that. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate, reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's got a new product called Z-Stack. You'll want to know about it. Dr. Zelenko is a real hero. When I hosted yesterday the Alex Jones Show, he was the big guest for an hour before me, and I started about 10 minutes late because the interview ran over because Alex Jones was so fascinated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. So I got about a 50-minute, 5-0 hosting of the Alex Jones Show instead of a 60 because Zelenko upstaged me. Come on, Zelenko. Give me a break. He is a brilliant doctor. He developed Z-Stack, which has vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin in it. And just two capsules a day will boost your immune system, maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula. And how do you get it? Just go to my website, RootForAmerica.com. R-O-O-T. RootForAmerica.com. Can't forget that. What do I do all day? I root for America. RootForAmerica.com. Click on the very top. You'll see a way to buy and study
Z-Stack. Click on it. You'll go to that site, and you'll buy Z-Stack from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, courtesy of Wayne Allen Root. All right, we've got our guests here, the Hodge brothers, Hodge twins, Kevin and Keith Hodge, black conservative brothers, co-authors of the new book, More Than Spots and Stripes. Hey, Kevin and Keith Hodge, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. War, how are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us, Wayne.
Yes, and I never knew. I'd heard about you for years. Everyone I know that's a fan of mine says you guys are fantastic, and they always told me to look into you, too. And people just love you. But I didn't know you and I are in the same town. You guys are in Las Vegas as well as me, correct?
Yeah. We got Vegas. We moved out here like 3 years ago.
Yeah, I've been here for 20 years, so very, very cool. Welcome to my town, and great to have you guys with us. I hear nothing but great things about you. So this new book you wrote called More Than Spots and Stripes is a children's book, and tell everyone out there what it's really about. Why did you write a children's book, and why should parents who listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show buy this book?
Well, it's to push back against that garbage CRT, where they're teaching people to judge people by their skin color.
Yeah.
If you're white, you're like the oppressor. If you're black,
you're dumb and stupid and black.
You're screwed. And yeah. It's always the white man's going to always keep you from excelling in life. So that's why we wrote the book, is to push back against that. It's just it touches on what Martin Luther King believed in. Judge people by the content of their character, not their skin.
Yeah.
Yes.
This children's book is, the parents can participate with the kids. In the back of the book, there's activities that encourages the parents to get involved with their kids' education, because a lot of parents don't even know that this crap is being taught in school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. You know, I'm a very different kind of conservative, because I grew up in a majority black town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline, went to an all-black middle school, went to an all-black high school, was one of the only white people in a high school of 4,000 students, all black. And let me tell you something. A lot of conservatives don't understand black people and what blacks want, and they're scared of them, and they don't understand them. And I'm cool with it, man. I understand. I think blacks should be conservatives. If I was black, I'd be a conservative for one reason. Where do you think slavery over the years and prejudice came from? Government. How could you be black and ever trust government when government is the one that enslaved you? Government is the one that persecuted you. Government is the one with Jim Crow. Government is the one that always held you down. Government looked the other way while blacks are being lynched in the South. Why are black people for the party that's so pro-big government? Does that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense, and it's for one reason and one reason only. Democrats be pulling that race card, and that racism card is very powerful for black folks. As soon as you hear that word, racism, white supremacist, and I had to deal with it myself growing up, because once you hear that word, it puts you in a trance. You stop thinking. You don't even think for yourself. You rely on that person that's saying that other person's racist, that person that's telling you that information about that politician, that person is evil, and trust me, and that works.
That's why 90% of blacks vote Democrat. It's in our culture. It's in our music. It's in our TV shows.
Yeah.
It's in everything we're exposed to. It's in our churches.
Yeah.
And that's why. It's sad. And I thought when we came out of the closet, conservative as black men, that it would help. But, man, our audience is whiter than it's ever been.
Well, it helps a little because, let's face it, Trump went up dramatically among black voters. Now, that's not saying much. You know, I don't remember the final number, but I think he went from like 8% to like 12%. But you know what? That's good, and I'm glad. In the next election, maybe Trump in 2024 will go to 15 or 20%, and that would be the difference in a big victory. So let's keep chipping away.
Right.
Let's keep fighting. I'm all for it. And I got the same issue on my end. I got the same issue. I'm Jewish. Can you imagine Jews vote 70% Democrat?
Right.
Can you imagine how self-defeating that is? How ridiculous that is? So I'm sickened. It doesn't make any sense. Trump was the most pro-Israel president in history, and great for the economy, great for jobs, great for business. And a lot of Jews own businesses or they're professionals. Why would you not support the guy who's good for the economy? You got to be self-hating. You really got to be.
Yeah. They got that valuable word. They call everybody, as soon as you run as a Republican, you're a white supremacist.
Right.
Like Trump for decades, he was always taking pictures with these famous black rappers, musicians. Celebrities
got a war by Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, celebrities over the years. As soon as he became Republican and ran for president, white supremacist.
Right. And by the way, same thing with
all black people.
Same thing with my Jewish year, right? Trump was the grand marshal of the Israel parade in New York City. And the Jewish group behind the parade said that he was the greatest donor ever for the Jewish people. And when he becomes a Republican, suddenly hates Jews, right? I mean, that's how Democrats think. It's so ridiculous. So listen, what do you guys think is the answer for parents if they want to speak up against critical race theory? What can parents do, in your opinion?
Well, what they've been doing in Virginia is these school board meetings, and the most important thing, you just got to be well in tune with their kids' lives. You got to stay in tune with what they're being taught in schools. And that's why Brave Book started this whole series with us and other influencers, because right now the left has the megaphone for our kids' future. That's all they're hearing. So that's why Brave Book created this platform, because not only do we have our book, there's books about Second Amendment.
First Amendment.
And they push conservative beliefs on our kids so they have a different version of how to see the world.
And you guys do agree, by the way, kind of the last, we've got about a minute left, the very last thought from you. You do agree that white privilege and systemic racism and whites are evil and America's bad, that really is all being taught in school to our kids, correct?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That privilege knows no color. Barack Obama's kids are privileged. Hell, look at Justice Smollett, he's been privileged. Look at R. Kelly. Look what he's doing to black kids his whole life. So privilege has no color. Just because somebody's white and successful, they call it white privilege. They're just saying it's black privilege, Latino privilege. Yeah. We all have privileges, but your race, your color, it has nothing to do with it.
All right, the Hodge twins, Kevin and Keith Hodge, Black Conservative Brothers, co-authors of the new book, More Than Spots and Stripes, a children's book, great Christmas gift for your kids. If you're a conservative and a patriot, you love this country, we got to fight liberals and communism and Marxism and critical race theory, More Than Spots and Stripes by the Hodge twins. Thank you, guys.
Just in time for Christmas.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at
1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own ISP, internet service provider, collect and use your data, your private information, and your history, your internet history of what sites you go to. They're all watching you every day, and it's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA, right here in Vegas, as a matter of fact, my town. Three different plans to meet your needs. It's so cheap. It starts at only $6.95 a month, and you use code WAR for Wayne Allen Root, and you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. So I mentioned this at one point in hour number one. New York City prisons face crippling staff shortages as thousands defy the mayor's vaccine mandate. And, you know, again, I'm gonna brag again. I'm going to say I told you so. I've written article after article, and I've talked about it on this show so many times, that this is all about, this has nothing to do with health. This is about creating crisis and chaos and about destroying the American middle class and about killing people, too, unfortunately, sadly, because a lot of people are going to get rich based on greed, and they're going to get payoffs from Big Pharma. And from the vaccine companies, they're going to get a cut of all the profits. And they're trying to force everyone to take the vaccine. And a lot of people don't want the vaccine, including me. A lot of people will never take it, including me and my family. And A lot of people are going to lose their jobs over this. A lot of firemen, a lot of policemen, a lot of prison guards. I keep saying prison guards. I always say it. And sure enough, New York City prisons face crippling staff shortages. The guards don't want the vaccine. The military doesn't want the vaccine. Cops don't want the vaccine. Border agents don't want the vaccine. Nurses don't want the vaccine. You know, at St. Rose Hospital, there's been massive protests. And one of the gals, I think her name is Alyssa, if I remember correctly, was on this show talking about it. And she's telling me, first, they wouldn't accept any religious exemptions. Can you imagine? A Catholic hospital. This is going on all over the country. I don't mean to single out St. Rose. But the reality is, all over the country, Catholic hospitals are declining religious exemptions. How outrageous. How fraudulent. You guys are frauds. If you're a Catholic-owned establishment and you won't accept religious exemptions, you must not really believe in religion. You only believe in religion when you put out the little pot and you pass it around and you expect people to put their money in it. But other than that, you don't believe in religion. You believe in big government. Outrageous. You believe in big brother. But St. Rose has now been nicer, she tells me. She sent me an email today, and they're actually accepting religious exemptions. But then, once you go back to work, they've got you segregated. You know, this is like segregation of the 1950s. Blacks on one side, whites on the others. You can't use the same water fountain. They've got the employees vaccinated, separated from those who are vaccinated. And it's embarrassing, it's humiliating, and it's demeaning, and it's disgusting. So the battle continues. The battle continues. Here's someone sending me an email right now. Let's just call him Steven. Says the Nevada Department of Corrections is biased in its assessment of requests for religious exemption. Of two correction officers who attend the same church regularly, one black, the other white, the white person was denied the exemption. The black prison guard was approved. How does the personnel determine the religious exemption? Is he an atheist? Does he determine it by race? If you're black, you get it. If you're white, you don't. Or maybe it's determined by whether you put your hands together when you pray or reach to the sky. No one knows how they determine how religious you are, which is solely between you and God. Stephen, Department of Corrections. Listen, we have communist frauds and communist scumbags in every level of leadership in government. I don't think the employees are communists. I think the employees are great patriots and risking their lives for us, the policemen, the firemen, the prison guards, the border agents. But their bosses are government bureaucrats, and these people are atheists, these people are communists, these people believe only in the religion of government, and they're bad. But do you understand? They have to understand this. That's why I think it's a purposeful attack on America. Because all these cops are going to be forced to resign or be fired. All these prison guards resign or be fired. All these firemen resign or be fired. All these nurses resign or be fired. There's going to be nobody left when you need a cop, when you need a fireman, when you need a nurse, when you enter the emergency room. There's going to be nobody to take care of you. It's already happening all over these United States. In Boston, they airlifted 5,000 patients this month to neighboring states because they don't have the personnel to take care of sick people. And by the way, the one thing the article didn't say in, I think it was in USA Today or the New York Times, it was about how they have no employees anymore to Boston hospitals because of the vaccine mandate. So many people left or were fired. But what it didn't say is why are there so many people sick in the first place? And I'm telling you, Wade Root is stating emphatically it's from the vaccine. They're dying in droves. They're dropping of heart attacks in droves. They're dropping of strokes in droves. All because of the vaccine. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.